Yes, it's the pre-show where you get all the news that you're not going to hear anywhere else about the Phil Hendry Show. Not that it's all that important, but if you're a Phil Hendry Show fan, this is where you get news that you will hear nowhere else. And the news today is that I produced an entire show that I thought was really fucking funny, and I laughed my ass off through it. And guess what? I deleted it. Inadvertently deleted it. The file, I don't know what I was trying to do. I was trying to minimize the file to do something else, and up came the screen that says, it probably said, and I wasn't reading it, do you want to delete or keep? And I hit delete. I don't know, or I hit yes. Yes was meaning delete it. Oh, fuck. I can't even tell you how just frustrated that made me. But, you know, fuck it, man. You got to just, what are you going to do? I went right back at it and produced this fucking show again. The new show is about 5 minutes shorter. Not that we excluded any material. It's just, I don't know. I think some stuff just went by faster. Let me put it that way. And I don't think personally, I had segments in the first show where I was laughing really hard. This show, I laughed one time pretty good. I laughed throughout the show, but, you know, General Shaw kicks me the fuck off the microphone and I have to go and sit. It was just, I thought, you know, who knows, man. Having, you guys have never heard it, so you'll probably think the show today is whatever it is. You know, you won't judge it based on any other thing that you have heard. But God, did that piss me off. And I went online and I looked to see how do you recover a deleted Audacity file. And it was like, basically the information coming back to me was you're shit out of luck, Jack. There was one that said, get some Microsoft tools that can help you recover. There was another one that said Audacity has a crash recovery. Some bullshit. One of the things that I notice about Audacity, which is my record program, by the way, if I cannot save the file, that generally what happens where we live here and where my studio is located, out here on the farthest western fringes of the West Coast, where we get wind like a motherfucker. Today we had a lot of wind, and sometimes the power goes out. Okay. When the power goes out, you power everything back up. And the first thing that happens when you go to save a file, it goes, wait a minute, you know, all kinds of bullshit happened. And, and there's another warning here and another, you know. And it does not save the file. The file goes away as you hit these buttons saying, no, 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 no. But when you reopen Audacity, up comes a window in the middle of Audacity. It says, recover project, delete project. And I think there's one other. And I always hit recover project. So this is something I've been doing ongoing for, I don't know, as long as I've had Audacity. Recover project. It lets you recover the project in that situation. Which I guess the Audacity recognizes that as a crash. You know? But it doesn't let me recover it in any other situation. Where it does not recognize it as a crash. I went into the deleted items file. I couldn't find the motherfucker to save my ass. God, it pissed me off. Said, okay. I think I wasted not more than 6-7 minutes on that. Because I knew what the answer was going to be. It's long fucking gone, Jim. So get your ass back into that seat. Turn the fucking microphone on. And just do the show all over again. Which is what I did. And it is now here on the West Coast, on a Tuesday night going into Wednesday, 10:30 p.m. It would have been 9:30 p.m. I would have been walking out of here at 9:30 p.m., I think. Had my shit together. Why have I not saved that file, man? All right, so let's launch into this thing, man.